Parshas Pinchas.
Rabbi Shimon Kaplan.
Starts off Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. Start with the Milsa de B'dichas. There's once a Chassid Sherebbe, he came to a small devil, a small village in Poland. There'd never been a Chassid Sherebbe in that little devil. There was a posh to eat. First time in his life, he went to a tish Friday night. He came back home, 3 o'clock in the morning. His wife asked him, "What did the Rebbe say?" So the Rebbe said, "Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. Pinchas. If a person's afraid, chos meloshen afraid, bin, he should understand." As Keiluzak Shpoch will help him. Pen Chos, Bin, he should understand, Keiluzak Shpoch will help him. So he says to his wife, Mamash the Santa Zach, after 45 years, I always thought Pinchas Ben Elazar was a name. So they take his oath. Tchimetz Anomen. Pinchas Ben Elazar, Ben Aaron HaKohen, he took a Reimach Beyodoi, and he killed Zimri, because of the Alocha, Kolaboy, Laramis, Kanoim, Poigimboy. Chazal tell us, Rashi brings it. This Alma Mena Alocha, everybody forgot the Alocha. What's the pshat? People forgot the Alocha. It's Alocha that Moshe Rabbeinu taught Klal Yisrael. Only Pinchas remembered the Alocha. Why did Pinchas remember and everybody else forget? I once heard from Chaim Kaufman, Zechon Levrocha.
He also forgot, and then you remember.
So he said a vault from Lev Lapien, and he wanted to bring out the vault with a story that happened by Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, Zichron Levracha. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein was being Mesati Kiddushin at a Chasna, and he's under the chuppah about to start. And the Shamash already poured the wine into the kois. It was kois biyodoi. And suddenly the mother of the chosn says, "Stop." And he says to the mother of the chosn, "What's wrong?" Zokta, the chosn's apostle call is a mamza. Only I know. The chosn's a mamza, apostle call. Without batting an eyelid, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein said, "Einon emenes," and he started the bracha boyer pre'agofen. If you think to yourself if such a story would happen in regular circles without Rav Moshe Feinstein being there, delay the chuppah, investigations, let's find out what to do, making some phone calls. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Sechnish Faleiren, it's very clear to Mishnah Ksuvos, a lady hasn't got a koyach to pass her son. Sposhet, Einen Emenes. When Rav Moshe Feinstein learned the Mishnah, he was Metzair in his mind, every situation. Whatever Moshe Feinstein saw, he saw Halacha, he saw Torah. So the Blev Lapien, everybody learned, Kol HaBoy L'Aram is Kolayim Boy. But when Pinchas learned, he learned it differently. He lived it. Raw Maisa V'Niska Halacha, that's Itash Niska. He saw a story. What he saw was Halacha, Kol HaBoy L'Aram is Kolayim Poygim Boy. Nishka Chinek who it was. But straight away what he saw Halacha. A person walks into a kiddush and he sees a bottle, I'm not going to the lachik, where there's mutter asa. But one person sees a bottle of Coke, the other person sees a shaila, if we're allowed to open it on Shabbos. Everybody sees what interests them. You walk past someone in the street, one person notices his glasses, the other notices his hat, and the third person notices his shoes. A person always sees what interests them. That's what a person sees. Pinchas, when he learnt, the halacha is gelent as he stark raw meisav niska halacha. He straight away saw whatever he saw in life. He saw Torah. He saw the halacha. Raw meisav niska halacha. That was between Pinchas and everybody else. And where lies the shayrish of the difference in the way a person learns? Whether his whole life, whatever he looks at, he sees halacha, he sees Torah, or he sees other things. The Pasuk tells us, Vayitzomed Yisrael Baal Poir. Klal Yisrael served Baal Poir. And Rashi explains why was it called Bar Poir? Al Shem She Poirin Lefonov Piat Abbas. Umetzin Rei Vezui Avodosoi. As the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Avodosoi Bar Trozo. The Avodah Zorah was served. It was used like a toilet. That's how they served Avodah Zorah. Mamash Apelati Gazach. That was the Avodah. It was a public toilet. That was the Avodah to the Avodah Zorah. The Gemara Sanhedrin brings a story of Samach Dalet. Omer Abudah Marav, Maisa Benochris Echod, there was a story with a goiter who was very, very ill. And she said, if I get better from this illness, I promise, I accept upon myself to travel around the world and I'm going to serve every Avodah Zorah in the world. And she got better and she went round the world, serving each Avodah Zorah. Zog de Gemara, Kima Shekia le Poir. When she reached Avodah Zorah of Poir, Shala le Kaimrim, she asked the priests, how do you serve Poir? They told her, Oichlin Tradin, Vashoisin Sheikha. I'm not sure what Tradin is. You, what's Tradin?
Beets.
As the Mefarshim explain, you eat things that bring shilshul diarrhea, umat treason befonea, and then you relieve yourself on the Avodah Zorah. This goita said, mutav she'echzel oise choyli, I prefer to get ill again. She was so revolted and so geekled from the way they served Avodah Zorah, the smell, the whole atmosphere. She said, I'd rather become ill again than serve this Avodah Zorah with this tzura. As we state that Gemara said, "Hadn't have some Magdalot." When Pesach state that Klal Yisrael went and they served Baal Poir, Klal Yisrael the Doir Deo, the Doir that was Makabul the Torah, with a gun to Edelkeit, how is it possible that this Goita ran away from the Avodah Zorah and Klal Yisrael the Doir Deo, they served Avodah Zorah? How is it Shaykh? What's Pshat? Chapela. And the answer to this question is a Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Kuvov with a Gewaldiger Limud for every person. The Gemara tells us that Bilam said to Balak, Elekein Shel Elu, the God of Klal Yisrael, Soine Zima, he hates Znus. Elekein Shel Elu, Soine Zima, the same thing that Haman said to Achashverosh, let's be machshelem in Znus. So Balak said, how can we be machshelem in Znus? Boy, I'll tell you how to do it. Make tents outside the camp of Klal Yisrael. And put inside the tent zoinois. Zekeinu mebechut v'yaldo mebifnim. Put an old lady outside and a young woman inside. Klal Yisrael like to buy clay pishton. Flax kalim, flax till made out of flax. And wait. Wait in the tents. And there are times when the Yidin are oichlim v'shoisim u'smeichim, they're happy, they're feeling good. The yoitzin latayel, they go out of the camp and they go for a walk. And when they're going for a walk, the old lady should say, would you like to buy some flax? And they said, yes. How much does it cost? It's £100 a roll. From inside the tent, a voice will say, I'll give you for £90. The old woman said, no, 80. The young woman said, 70. The old woman said, 60. The girl says, Sholet, base, shnayim, shtolet, pomim. Until the young woman inside, I'll give it to you half price, 50. The old woman said, I can't go below 60. I won't be making any profit margin. Enter the tent and choose the flax that you want. He came in the tent, Zog de Gemara. She said to him, Hare ato kaben bayis. Make yourself at home, make yourself comfortable, relax, there's no rush. Choose some flax. Choose some material. And he started choosing the material. V'noide shel yayin, there was a jug of wine next to the flax. And Zog de Gemara, there was no issa in drinking goysha wine. Adayin le nes, a yayin shel ochrim. And eventually they clinched the deal. He decided which material he wants. She said, wow, you've got yourself a bargain. Let's drink Elachayim. And they drank Elachayim. And after they drank Elachayim, when a person has strong wine, a cup of strong wine, his mind becomes cloudy. His resistance, his control diminishes. And she said to him, they're alone in the tent. Hashmili. As Rashi says, Liznus. Let's do Znus. At that moment, his resistance is very low. And he agrees. And then she took out of her pocket a small Avodah Zarah and said, before you do Znus, I want you to serve the Avodah Zarah. So he said to her, Yehudi ani, I'm a Yid. How can I serve Avodah Zarah? She said, that's nothing. Just relieve yourself on it. You make a mess. It's a garnished. Just do it quickly, we'll do Znus. This is a Gemara in Sanhedrin. This Gemara tells us how the Yetzer Hara works. A person has strong moments and weak moments. As the Sfarim HaKadoshim call, you may sin or you may ava. A person has weak moments. After a person has eaten and drunk, he's feeling good with himself, he has weak moments. A person, in weak moments, he goes out of his environment. Where in his environment there's social pressure, which helps him do what he's supposed to do. A person's got time to kill, he's feeling good, he goes out of his sviva, yoitzin latayil, he goes out for a walk. A person likes to buy a matzia, a person likes gashmias. So far the person's done nothing wrong. The Yetzer Hara makes a place where you can buy it cheap, and the person says to himself, Akshpochu chos al mamoinon shal Yisrael. Akshpochu worries about the money of Klal Yisrael. So I've definitely got to make sure to buy things as cheap as possible. How much more? So I have to be chos al mamoinon shal Yisrael. And after he's bought something cheap, he's feeling very good. The zoin is now ready for the kill. There's wine there. There's nothing wrong with drinking wine. He's felt at home. He served himself, Sherit Atzmi. He's been in the tent. Nobody's watching. He's feeling high after a bit of wine. When a person's in the lion's den, it's very hard to control oneself. Almost impossible. And then she had him exactly where she wanted him. And then she asked him to do an Aveira. And his taiva was Boya Ka'esh, was flaming to do an Aveira. Nothing could stop him. He wanted to do it. She took out Avodah Zarah. At that moment, he would do anything after his taiva had been ignited and he went and he served Avodah Zarah. When we read the Pasuk Vayitzomed Yisrael Lebaal Peor, it's not pshat. Klal Yisrael went from A to B and served Baal Peor. The Yetzer Hara had a gewaldiger plan how to accomplish this. The Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara says, Taf Kufei, Kach Nosa Shle Yetzer Hara. Hayoim Oimer Lo Yaseh Kach, Umocha Yaseh Kach, Ad She Oimer Lo Leich Avoid Avoidah Zorah. And the pshat in the Gemara is, it's not pshat, the Oimer Lo Yaseh Kach. It's not do this wrong. The Yetzer Hara takes a person on a journey, and he takes the person and tells him to do things which are permitted. And there's nothing wrong with doing those things. There was no issa in going for a walk. There's no issa in buying and getting a matzia. And there wasn't even an issa in those days of drinking wine from a goy. The Yetzer Hara gets a person moving along a route which is permitted. There's no issurim involved. And at the end, when the person is exactly where the Yetzer Hara wants him, that's when the Yetzer Hara chaps him. So what's the Eitza? The Gemara in Sukkah writes, when Mashiach will come, Akshpoch will shech the Yetzer Hara. The Gemara says, Tzadikim nidmalem ka gvoya. The Tzadikim, they'll look at the Yetzer Hara as a har gvoya. Rishoyim will look at the chutasara. And the question is, Tzadikim have a small Yetzer Hara, Rishoyim have a big Yetzer Hara, what's a pshat? Says, a madrekis odom, a gvaldig a pshat. Like we said, the Yetzer Hara always comes to small things. Just do this. Just go over the lines you've drawn for yourself a little bit. It's anyhow permitted. There's no aveira in doing it. The tzaddikim, Ezeu chochem ores anoylet. The person who's a chochem at tzaddik, he looks to the future. He sees exactly where the Eitzara is trying to lead him. As he said, nidmo lahem. He looks at the Eitzara kar gavoya. When the Eitzara comes and tells him to do a small thing, which is permitted, he sees the mountain. He sees the future. He sees what the Eitzara really wants for him. He wants to get him to do avodah zarah. The Rishoyim, they look at the Chut HaSara. Nidmelem Chut HaSara, they see a little bit. They see, nothing wrong with doing this, nothing wrong with doing that. And ultimately, they don't realize they're being led on a journey, little bit by bit, until they go and they serve away the Zohar. That's like a pella, sometimes we see in our lives, people we grew up with, we see our father straight from Yiddishkeit, we can't understand it. It doesn't make sense. We grew up together. And the answer is it didn't happen overnight. It's a gradual process, bit by bit. One Chut HaSara, another Chut HaSara, another Chut HaSara. Because if a person doesn't look to the future, he doesn't realize where he's heading. When it's Nidvelem Chut HaSara, a person, before he knows it, he's down the slippery path and doing big Averas. The Tzaddikim, Nidvelem Kahar Gavoya, the Royas Anoilad, they see the initial approach of the Eitzahara to do something that's permitted. They look at it as a Har Gavoya. I know where he's taking me. I'm going to get stuck and snared in his net. I'm not going to be able to get myself out of it. And he puts the brakes on before he starts in that path. And the question is, what's machai of a person not to do those things that are permitted? And the answer is, that's where Rotz Nashem comes into play. That's where Rotz Nashem comes into play. It's not just a matter of, is it mut, is it asa, what's the halacha? It's Rotz Nashem. Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want me to do this? Or should I make boundaries for myself, make a buffer zone to stop me reaching dargas where I can be over big averus? Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want me to do it or not want me to do it? It's not such a question whether it's mut al pi halacha or not. Pinchas, when he learnt, his whole mahus was to do Rotzon Hashem. When he learnt his halachas, this desire to do Rotzon Hashem made him see everything differently in life. So Moedei Gemais in a sefer, Nachas Ovos. I think it's a sefer written 200 years ago. From Rabbi Yosef Mashash. He writes a story, it's not a storybook, he writes a story which happened 200-300 years ago when there was a king called Lutris, the king of Austria. Very, very powerful king, was very benevolent, very kind to the Yidden. He had a very good relationship with the Yidden in Austria. When his oldest son was getting married, the heir to the throne, he sent out invitations to all the ministers and important people of the country. And as well, he sent to the Rabbonim and the leaders of various Jewish communities through Austria an invitation to come to the Chasna, which happened to fall on Shabbos. And they made a meeting in one of the towns, maybe it was in the capital. What should they do? How should they respond to the invitation? And the Rav said, a Yid's got no mokum to go to a Goy Shechasna. On the other hand, Kovod Malchus, and especially as it's Shabbos, how can we go? So I suggest we should get a Sefer to write in their language a beautiful poem speaking about the virtues and the benevolence of this king and how we're grateful for the way he's treated us and wishing the young couple success in their future. And we should adorn this parchment with beautiful artwork and put it in a very expensive frame. A few days before the Chasna, we'll send it to the king. And we're sure the king will receive such a beautiful present from the Yidden. He'll feel we've done something for the Simcha. I think that's sufficient for us to do. There were a number of people at the meeting who said, no, Kovod Malchus requires us to go. And there's an argument whether they should or shouldn't go. Mamish liked the story with Mordechai Tzadik and Klal Yisrael whether to go to Sutzach Shverish or not. That Rav and those who followed the Rav didn't go, but those who felt they were obligated to go, as Kovod Malchus, even though the king had written to them they're going to serve kosher food, Shaila for Bishul Akum, The Mamor Hetas the Rabbonon, B'mokum Kovin Malchus, is a mokum to be Mekel. And it came to the Shabbos of the wedding, and they weren't Mechal the Shabbos, didn't go by horse and cart. They walked on foot quite a distance through the city to be present at this wedding. And they arrived at the wedding, the king was very appreciative they had come, and he sat them amongst the ministers and important people of the country. In the first hour, everything went very smoothly. The atmosphere was very relaxed, not wild. And after an hour, the king went around to the guests and he offered them cigars, expensive cigars, to every guest. And the two, three Eden who were sitting there thought to themselves, Chavad Malchus, Muxus Darabonon, I'm adding this maybe, Kelachiyat, is Mutu B'Choleifen, and they didn't want to insult the king, they took the cigar, they put it next to them. 20 minutes later, the Malka went around, there's no Mechitza, she went around, and she started serving the guests very expensive wine. Again, they couldn't refuse, covered Malchus, and they also accepted into their glass some wine. And every started drinking the wine and drank a toast to the young couple. Again, they were thinking in their mind, Yain Akum is not a shayla of treifus, it's a shayla of a drabonim, a tagzeris, only once in a lifetime, it's covered Malchus, and they drank the wine. He writes in his sefer that the wine entered their body, they went high, the atmosphere started getting more wild, more fagoyished, and slowly they forgot it was Shabbos. And they lit the cigars and smoked in Shabbos, and as the chasna developed, they slowly forgot who they were, where they are, and they ended up eating treifas from the meal that was served. And he writes, when they came back, when they woke up after Shabbos, they got a shock. What had happened here? They couldn't believe what they had done. They couldn't believe what happened. They had smoked in Shabbos, they had eaten treifas, and they had been part of all the pritzos and lack of sneers that took place at the chasna. They were shocked. And this is the vote of the Gemara Sanhedrin. The Yetzirah is very clever. The Yetzirah is very clever. The Yetzirah gets a person to do things that are permitted. Hayoyim oymer la'asei kach, moch oymer la'asei kach. The Yetzirah starts off on the route of doing what's permitted. The person has to be a chochom eroish, has to be a roes anoilet, has to be a nidlan ka'ah gavoy. He's got to see the future and see where the Yetzirah is leading him. Exactly where the Yetzirah is leading him. And the question we always ask ourselves, well, is it mutter, is it osa? What's the halacha? And the answer is, even if it's mutter, it doesn't mean we can do it. Because there's such a thing called rotz nashem. Remember the last week's sedra? Remember as a child already being bothered by what happened? Bilam seemed to be a good person. He doesn't go when he's not allowed to go. He only goes when he's allowed to go. And the Chazal and the Pasuk tells us, the Malach said, Oy schorakti. So the Rambani was chayv misa. He sinned. Why did he sin? He'd been given permission to go. Vayichar af Hashem kiroylechu. Shpoch was annoyed. Why was he annoyed? The Chinuch writes that in Parshas Bolok, there's no mitzvah. So why did the Torah write such a big parsha which has no mitzvah in it? There's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, not to be a Talmud of Bilam HaRosha. A person can be a Talmud of Bilam HaRosha. So this parsha is written to teach us how not to behave. So what did Bilam do exactly wrong? He went with permission. So why was he Chayav Misa? There's another big Shverkeit in the parsha, everybody asks. The ass said to him, why did you hit me three regolim? You want to be Oikon, Umar? Who's choygig, gimel regolim, bashon of the oile regel, why put that mitzvah, what's the pshat? What's the pshat? And the answer is, there are always two things. Rabbi Chonon, in Kuntzit Rishayim, explains, and we must bring with a vot for rebellion, the Gemara says, in Baba Basra, when a person does, there's man shisrol oisim retzoyne shol mokoyim, nikroim bonim. Sometimes Kral Yisrael called bonim, sometimes avodim. Bonim atim l'Hashem elakeichem. Sometimes they're called avodim. When Klal Yisrael do rotz l'Hashem, they're called bonim. When they don't do rotz l'Hashem, they're called avodim. Frek Rebellion, they don't do rotz l'Hashem, they're not called avodim. Why are they avodim? Zog der Moshel Erev Pesach, the shops are busy. A person walks into a shop, he sees a child in the corner writing down the till receipts. Before modern technology, after every customer had paid, the cashier went over to someone in the corner to write down exactly how much money was paid. And every few minutes, he writes down another figure, and in between he's twiddling his thumbs, he's dreaming, he's looking around the shop, sitting on his place, doing nothing else but writing down till receipts. The person goes to the next shop, he sees a child the same age, also his job is to write down till receipts. But in between customers, he's stacking shelves, he's cleaning up, he's helping customers to the car. He's busy non-stop. Not for a second is he idle. He's doing everything that can be done in a shop. So he asks someone, I'm not from here, what's the difference between the two children? For the poshta chilek, doctor, the child in the first shop is an employee. He's given a job to do, and that's the job he does. He doesn't care about the business. He gets his wage at the end of the week. The child in the second shop, he's the son. It's the family business. How well the business does affects him directly. He's completely different. Although the father told him, write the till receipts, but he wants to make sure the business is going well. And even when he's not doing that, when he's not, he's doing something else for the shop, for the business to do well. So, Reb Elia, when we do Rotz Hashem, not just what Hashem says we should do, we do what Hashem wants. We're called children. Hashem relates to us as children. He answers us when we ask him for our bakoshes. We're only doing and keeping the letter of the law. We're not interested in what Hashem wants. Nekroim avodim. That's a lower darga of serving Hashem. A bocher once came to the Moshe Halberstam. 3 days before Sukkot, when the next Yisrael, people are very busy buying a Esrogim, spending hours and hours buying a Esrogim. And he came to ask Moshe Halberstam a Shaila. He wasn't sure if he had to spend so many hours looking for an Esrog. We're talking about a Bocher, which otherwise wouldn't have been learning. I heard Rabosh Areli, somebody showed him a beautiful Esrog. Hatte gesagt, in my Esrog there's no Bittel Torah. So hatte gesagt. The Briskers were very happy with him for saying that. Oh, but we're talking about a bocher who would have gone on an outing. He's not so busy. He wasn't going to learn. But he still wasn't sure, should I spend 10, 15 hours looking for an esrog? Or should I buy an esrog in a closed box? You go, you buy an esrog for 70, 80 shekel. It's in a sealed box. You can't look inside. It's got a petek on it that's kosher. It's been checked by Chosh Varov. You buy it. If you're lucky, it's quite good. If you're not lucky, it's not too good. But it's kosher. So Moshe Halberstam gesagt, as a klieg, he said to this bocher, I'll tell you. When you go and buy your hat, do you walk in the shop and say, my size is 57, I want a Borsellino with a wide brim or a narrow brim, and the fellow says, right, here's a box of Borsellino hat, here, take it, and you walk out of the shop and you pay. Is that how you buy your Borsellino hat? If you buy a Borsellino hat in a closed box, without trying or spending half an hour in the shop looking in the mirror 50 times with a whole pile of hats and going through 16 hats and make sure it's mummage perfect, if you buy a hat in a closed box, you can buy an Estric in a closed box. But if you buy a hat, the way most people buy a hat, then I don't think you should be buying esrog in a closed box. Spend time in it, like you spend time buying a hat. There are two ways. I've added the esrog's kosher in the closed box. But there's pi Hashem and there's rotz Hashem. Bilam gezok le'uchel laver es pi Hashem. I can't transgress the pi Hashem. That I can't do. I won't do it. But rotz Hashem, he didn't care about. Like the child who wants to go somewhere. I'm sorry, I don't need to go. He pagers again and again, 20, 30 times. You know what happens? We've all experienced this. You know what? Just go. The child goes. The father's happy. He's gone. No. The father wanted to go. But the father's resistance was, and he was unable to withstand that constant nagging to go. That's pshat in the pasuk. Hashem said, okay, go. But derech she'adam roitze leilech melichin oisai. Vayichar af Hashem ki oilechu. Shmuel was annoyed that he went. You know I don't want you to go. I mean, on the way, funny things were happening. You should realize it's not Rotz Hashem. Yiddishkeit is not about doing the halacha. It's more than that. It's Rotz Hashem. That's what the Parsha of Bolok is teaching us. Parsha zu ein boi mitzvah. Say the Bolok ein boi mitzvah. It's a Parsha teaching us how to behave. That's the Parsha which tells us it's not just about the halacha, it's about doing what Akshbohu wants. Not the letter of the law, the spirit of the law. And that is the message of the parsha, and that's where Kalash went wrong. Right, Somad Labal Poir. The Yitzharak gets a person to do what he wants by tricking him, going for a walk, trying to get a metziah, going into the oil with a yaldo, drinking wine. Wine wasn't forbidden in those days. There's a whole process of doing things which are permitted until the person's in the lion's den. The resistance is gone. The person cannot withstand the temptation. The temptation becomes so strong. The person is even prepared to serve away the Zara to fulfill his tivus. Where is the Torah telling us to stop and put the brakes on right in the beginning from doing something permitted? That's these parshas, Balak and Pinchas. That's what these parshas are teaching us. It's not just about what the halacha is. Avada, when it comes to paying taxes, I remember as a kid, David is in the little boy asked him what he does. He told me he's an accountant that specializes in tax avoidance. So I asked him, what, you're doing something illegal? So he explained the difference between tax evasion and tax avoidance. Tax evasion is illegal, and tax avoidance is legal. He says he spends his time looking at the small print, understanding the law so well, that he works for big companies and helps them avoid paying tax legally. When it comes to paying taxes, I've had I just want to be mamish. Hakaras HaToiv to the Medina for taking us in. After the Second World War, avada. It's not anything Hakaras HaToiv, avada. But the Derech HaOlam is that you follow the letter of the law. When it comes to taxes, you don't the stuff get the spirit of the law. Right? That's the game. And the government know that. They're always trying to plug the holes and see and circumvent all the loopholes. That's the game. That's how it goes in every country. That's legal. There are professionals who specialize in that. When it comes to laws, it also works like that. When it comes to Torah, to Yiddishkeit is different. It's not a matter of keeping the law and circumventing it where we can. That's the Gemara in Bon Matzia, I think Peches. The Gemara tells us, Mamash Lagabachu ben Abayis, that one town was Chorav 3 years before the Beis HaMikdosh. And the reason was because they always managed to get out of all the mitzvahs in a legal manner. They circumvented the law. The Gemara speaks about, and then I gave Truma, because Zarach of Lekuach, they always found ways of circumventing the law in a legal way. And that is not the way we're supposed to keep Torah. Akshbok wants more than us. He wants us to keep Rotten Hashem. So I had a Mordi Gezach from David Sound, from Gates, the Mordi Gezach, the Gezach Tazoy. Alila Regel, the Mesh Chochma brings from the Tashbetz, it was a big Nisoyan to be Alila Regel. You left your property, you left the borders on guard, you left your wife and children. So Mordi Gezach, but we all know there are many things that we pay for which Akshpoch promises we won't lose out. Still a big sign to pay for them. It's still not easy. It's a big battle. It's hard to have the Badrega Betochen that I pay for this what Akshpoch wants me to pay for. I'm not going to lose out. So even though Akshpoch promised that borders will be secure, it's still an Nisoyan of leaving your house 3 times a year and leaving the borders unsecured, leaving your property unsecured. It's a big Nisoyan. It's a very simple way of circumventing the law. The Gemara tells us, if you don't own karaka, you're pot from Lila Regel. Medaraisa, if you're mafkir, your assets, your objects, even not in front of Edim, Medaraisa the Hefka works. So there's a very easy way of circumventing the law. All you need to do is go in your bedroom, lock the door, and whisper, I'm mafkir my nechosim. Now you don't have to be Lila Regel. You're potter. What happened? Klali sov Lila Regel. It's not about keeping the letter of the law. It's about doing what Akshpocha wants. Akshpocha wants to see us. Akshpocha wants to meet us in Yerushalayim. They didn't try to circumvent the law. They wanted to keep Rotz Hashem. The Mahus of Bilam was not what Akshpocha says, not what Akshpocha wants, what Akshpocha says. Says the ass to Bilam, you Bilam who don't care about Rotz Hashem, you're trying to be Oiker, a nation that's Oiler Regel. We asked the question, why did he choose Shalosh HaGolim? Why is that the mitzvah? Kashrut do many mitzvahs. They go to many mitzvahs. Now there's a direct connection. Because Bilam's Mahus was not Rotz Hashem. You want to be Oikon Umo, who want to do Rotz Hashem, the Oiler Regel, they can get out of it. They can circumvent the law. That was what the ass said to Bilam. So this is the parsha where Shpochu is teaching us it's not just a matter of what's mutter and what's osa. And that is how the Yitzhara works. The Yitzhara tells a person, it's not osa, it's mutter. Yain of a goy was mutter in those days. It's mutter to go for a walk, it's mutter to go into the tent, it's mutter to choose, it's mutter to buy a dove gashmi. All these things were mutter. The Yetzirah worked at getting all these things and told the person it's mutter, it's mutter, it's mutter. Until, ultimately, the man was trapped. If we don't see the noilad, if we don't look in the future, we don't understand what the Yetzirah is trying to lead us, then it can be too late. The Rotzen Hashem doesn't allow us to do things that are permitted. When those things can lead to Averis. This is not only about Odom HaMokim, but Odom HaChaveira as well. The Gemara brings a story, famous Gemara, when a person hired some porters to carry his barrel home to his house, and he warned the porters, it's very expensive wine, be very careful. The porters weren't so careful, the barrel smashed. And he told him to pay him. The chayav to pay, there were negligence. We've got no money. So give me your clothes, give me your simla. And he took the simla. And later when the Amora heard about it, he said, give back the simla. Give it back to them. Don't take it, they're poor people. He saw the poor people were still upset. Why are you upset? You got your clothes back. He says, but the whole morning we schlepped the barrel. We haven't made any wages. How are we going to feed our family? Zogda Amora, pay them as well. Pay them as well. As we're sitting in Gemara. I'll pay aloha and potter. Not much to pay. The Gemara says, pay them. Pay them. If nimishos adin. And the Gemara brings a posuk. We learn from a posuk that if nimishos adin, go the extra mile. You don't have to pay the other person. But you can pay him. That's what Akshpoch wants. That's Rotzen Hashem. I once traveled with my father, Chayyim Rocha, in a taxi that stroll about 30 years ago. And it was a short journey. And the taxi, we didn't agree a price in the beginning. There was no meter on. And the taxi driver said, 8 shekel. It was in those days, Halavai Heights. He said, 8 shekel. So I whispered, it should be about 4 or 5 shekel. Maybe 5 shekel. But 8, mama, she's... says, try and haggle with him. I said, no. He ignored me, paid him 8 shekel. We got out of the taxi, said, it should be 4 shekel. I know it's 4 shekel. It shouldn't be 8 shekel. It was double. So he said to me, Azazog, et avoich machen panosa. He wants us to make panosa. It's a different musig. The flimish was adin. Not always keeping the letter of the law. The Gemara brings a story where an Amayr was shown a coin by an almona. He was an expert. He said, the coin is a good coin. She took it and gave the merchandise to someone. A few days later, she found the coin was a false coin. It was a counterfeit coin. She couldn't use it. As Rav Chiya, he told Rav, go and pay her. To be your potter. That's the aloch and the sugi then, Baba Kamba. That the mumch is potter if you make such a mistake. She's an almona, pay her. That's the fnimashos adin. In Ben Odom L'chaveira, there's a posuk, Vodata, a posuk which the Gemara brings in, Baba Kamba, Medav Tons of Fnimashos adin. Ben Odom L'mokum, we got the Parshas Bolog and Parshas Pinchas. Teaching us, don't be metamid of Shevila Marosha, the fnimashos adin. Rotz Nashem. The danger when we don't do Rotz Nashem is, by Tzomad L'Bal Poir. You can come and grace Averis from doing Dvorim Matorim. Because doing Dvorim Matorim is not what Akshpoch wants when it's heading in the wrong direction. That is the lesson from the Tzomad L'Bal Poir. That's what the Gemara and Sanhedrin is teaching us. It all went, all with Dvorim Matorim. But Tezeu Chochma Reis Anoilet. We're going to be the Sadiqim Nidlem Ka'a Gavoya. We're going to see when the Yetzirah comes and approaches us for a small thing. It's a small thing which is Mutter. We've got to see the Har Gavoya where he's ultimately leading us to. That is Pshat. Ezeu Chochma Reis Anoilet. Mash'enke, if we only see the Chut HaSara, he's going to take us for a ride and eventually take us to Shal Tachtis. We've got to see and be the Nidmelem Kar Gavoya.
You say the same things by a voucher. I changed for somebody a voucher. I bought them. I changed them for a good voucher. And a good voucher is